Apollo 10 Houston. We'll be going LOS in about 10 minutes, and I still have a Rev 22 update and oblique photography update for you.
Okay, Jack, I'll copy it. Go ahead, Jack. I'm ready to copy it.
Okay, the map update pad, Rev 22, 117-2253, 119-3246, 118-09-03, Sunrise, 117-3600, Sunset, 118-4826. Ready for your read back and a go ahead on the photography update.
Okay, 22 LOS 117-2253. 150 is 119. Sunset. Did you get that?
Okay, 10, this is Houston. No, you were cut out partway through the readback. Start at 150, please. Okay, that's affirmative. You ready to go ahead with LS2 photography pad? Okay, LS2 pad, F8 is 118-2852. T1 is 118-3315, with your TCA at 2 minutes. F28 is 118-3415, with your TCA at 1 minute. T2 is 118-3515, TCA.
Jack, I got that all down, but I'm not sure what you all said. I'm looking for the pad that it goes to.
Okay, it's entitled Oblique Photography. And F8 is camera on. T1 is start a half a degree pitch rate.
What page? Hey, don't we have an update here somewhere? Can you give me the page it's on?
Apollo 10 Houston.
Jack, we don't have the same.
Roger, on the flight plan.
Jack, can you tell them like it is?
Roger, on the flight plan, page 3-71, we have a update for oblique photography. However, that format has been changed. And the new format is as I have given
well,
it to you.
Well, you can't change it. You know,
10 Houston, we'll get it back in the old format for you.
Wish you would. We don't understand a new one.
Roger, we'll get it back in the old format and...
I got all the words, Jack.
Okay, we'll get it back in the old format and check with the appropriate people. In the meantime, I have a correction on your map update pad. You'll be crossing 150 West at 117-3336.
I guess that sounds a little bit better. Listen, while you're getting it in that in the old form, tell me what you told me because we're going to lose LOS and maybe we can do something with it here.
Roger. We want the camera on F8 at 118.2852, and we want you to start your half degree per second pitch rate at 118.3315. And we want you to go to F28 at 118.3415. And then you can stop your pitch at 118.3515.
Okay, we put the camera on at F8 at 118.2852. We start a half a degree per second pitch rate at 118.3315. We go to F2.8 at 118.3415, and then we stop our pitch at 118.3515.
That's affirmative.
Boy, I knew you guys just couldn't resist waiting. We got airborne, then you changed all the formats. How about that? That's what we get for missing that data priority meeting you had after liftoff.
Okay, Apollo 10 Houston, before you go out of sight here, some more information on your update for LLS-2. Your roll should be 180, your pitch 339er, and your yaw 000. And the TCA numbers we were giving you were time of closest approach. So that T1 would be 2 minutes before closest approach. And if you go to F28, 1 minute before closest approach. And then T2, of course, is time of closest approach. Over.
This is Apollo Control. Apparently we have had loss of signal from Apollo 10 as it went over the hill on the 21st Revolution. Toward the end of that pass, the spacecraft communicator Jack Lausman passed up to the crew some pointing angles and times for some stereo strip photography of landing site 2. The strips will be forward-looking as they approach the landing site. Camera will be started when the landing site is first on the lunar horizon, and then the spacecraft will be pitched down to keep the landing site within the camera view until the camera is vertical to landing site 2. Most of today's activities will be photographic task, lunar landmark tracking task. In the photography task will be included stereo strips from terminator to terminator. In other words, the shadow of the moon where the sunlight leaves off, where the sunlight begins, all the way to where we have lunar twilight, or what is called penumbra. We have 44 minutes, 14 seconds until next acquisition on the 22nd rev. And at 117 hours, 24 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.